Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was just thinking the other day about, you know, God, the vastness and the awesomeness, Pat, about God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. The Bible says that heaven is God's throne, and the earth is his footstool. I mean, think about this. We're talking about the awesomeness and the vastness and the greatness of God. You know what I'm saying? Heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. When I think about how he placed each star in its place, mm-hmm. and he told the waters, only go so far. Only go so far. When I think about the multidimensional, the manifold parts of God, you know, he's omnipotent, all-powerful. He is omniscient, all-knowing. Mm-hmm. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. I mean, God, he sees yesterday, today, and tomorrow all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Amazing.
This is God. So I think about how he's completely self-sufficient. And then I come across Genesis chapter 6. You know what I'm saying? And this just kind of just hits me right between the eye, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, we're like six chapters into the Bible here. Genesis chapter 6. And I read Genesis 6:6. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on earth, and his heart was filled with pain. Mm-hmm. How narcissistic have we become that we don't even pause to think about that God could actually experience pain?
Wow.
The grieving heart of God. Think about that. The grieving heart of the God who created the man, God created the earth. He's the manager of the universe. He was grieved. Mm-hmm. He was grieved, and his heart was filled with so much pain. You know, God can feel pain.
Right.
His emotions are, I mean, he has, God has real emotions. He experiences them even deeper than we do. If we think we experience love, if we experience pain, if we experience joy or happiness, how much more does God experience all those emotions? And think about it. What could possibly cause God to be grieved and have his own heart filled with pain?
All right.
I mean, in verse 5, listen to this. It says, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness was on earth had become, and that every inclination, it's like it's every like bent, every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil every time.
Right.
And you think about it, man, this is like we're in the first six chapters of Genesis. You know, mankind was doing so good. I mean, chapter 4, you got Cain going crazy on Abel. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, guys, you know what I'm saying? This is not good. You know, God, loving God has a plan for us here, and we're like messing this thing up.
Yeah.
I mean, we back up a little bit further than that, and we find out that Adam and Eve, right from the giddy up, just go ahead and blew it. And it's like, okay. This is, you know, we're like in trouble here, you know? And the fact that God is putting us in such a place in terms of relationship with him,
mm-hmm.
that he's actually allowed, you know, has made it that what we do and don't do can either cause and bring God joy, happiness, and we can actually cause God to feel loved.
Right.
Little old me, little old you, little old.
Hard
you
to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, that we could cause this great emotions to fill the Lord's heart, but at the same time, we could actually cause God's heart to grieve.
Great pain.
And exactly that, feel great pain. I mean, you think about it in Genesis 6, it says that these people, their hearts, did not even fear God. Mm-hmm. No, what happened to the fear of the Lord? What happened to the fear of God? There's no reverential awe of his holiness, of his greatness. When you think about all the characteristics, the character traits of God,
mm-hmm.
think about this. All the living creatures, they don't say, he's just. They don't scream, he's love. They don't scream, he's mercy. No, they say he's holy.
Mm-hmm.
Have we forgotten the holiness of God? Have we forgotten that the third person in the Trinity is called the Holy Spirit?
Right.
You know, not the good spirit, not the awesome spirit.
Right.
The Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't fear God. They didn't know of his holiness. They didn't understand. They didn't get it. And it's like, man, 24/7, their mind, their thoughts were totally, totally set on evil. When you think about today, right now,
mm-hmm.
where can you go on this planet, on this earth? You name a country where you can go where there's not evil being done across this world.
Right.
I mean, right here in America, we see what's happening. We talked about earlier in the first program about the abortions that have taken place, over 50 million abortions that have taken place since Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about how there was violence in the cities, where Detroit is the murder capital, has a higher murder rate than Colombia. We're talking about Cali, the Medellin.
Right.
It's like, come on, catch a clue.
Yeah.
And you think about, you know, everything that's happened is like, wait a minute, guys. This evil is out there everywhere. And we got to think about, does this evil hurt God? Of course it hurts God. And today, evil hurts God just as much as it hurt him back then. And I believe even more so, because think about this. Think of all the truth that has been released on the face of this earth. And yet,
mm-hmm.
men's hearts have turned towards evil. And sin is evil.
Yeah.
It hurts people. It enslaves them. It puts them in bondage. You know, and God loves mankind. I mean, he created us for relationship with him. When you think about that concept, you know, those that could truly, truly hurt you are those that are probably the most closest to you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
God created us for relationship.
That's right.
And what sin does, it breaks that relationship and it causes hearts to be grieved. You know, God's just. He's created rules. He's created boundaries. And he's going to stick to them. And think about it. He's given us every single thing that we need to turn from evil ways.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. He's given us mercy. The Bible says that the mercies of God are new every single morning.
That's right.
I mean, America in particular, the church has been given so much mercy. It's like, oh my goodness. I mean, how much longer is this going to exist?
All right.
You and I were talking about this the other day, but it's like, you know, God gives us mercy, but he wants us to appropriate and to use that mercy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the sake of having mercy if you're not going to use it?
Right.
You know what I mean? If we're just going to take the mercy card and just chuck it right back at God and say, okay, thanks for not punishing me, not giving me a whack. I'm going to get and keep doing what right. I've been doing.
And his patience. His patience that leads us to repentance.
Absolutely. So he's given us mercy. He's given us grace.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us patience. Right? Mercy is not getting what we deserve.
Right.
Grace is getting what we don't deserve. He's just hooking us up. Right?
Right.
The grace card, right? The mm-hmm. favor card. He's given us forgiveness, the opportunity that we can ask for forgiveness and receive forgiveness. He's given us the gift of repentance, that we could actually turn from our sin and make it right. And he's given us his beautiful son. I mean, this beautiful son who's the ultimate payment for our sin. Let me tell you something. We have two choices in life. We have two things that we can do. We can do with our actions and our life things that bring the joy to God, the love of God that can just totally feel, you know, cause God to feel just amazing and bring a smile to his face. Or we could do things that bring utter grief to him. I mean, Ephesians 4:30 tells us, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. The Word of God tells us, do not put out the Spirit's fire.
Right.
And let me tell you, we're living in a day and age where people are not even giving thought. The church is not even giving thought to the ways of God, the holiness of God. We got to turn back to a fear of the Lord. Let me tell you something. God's heart can be grieved, but woe to the man and woe to the woman who habitually lives to grieve the heart of God. Let me tell you something. God loves you. He's not done with you. He's got an amazing plan for your life, and the reason why he's hurt is because he desires to have relationship with you, to walk with you, to talk with you, to guide you, to direct you, to bless you, and to do something with your life that serves generations. Let me tell you something. You can enjoy that relationship today. Maybe you're listening, you thought, man, I've so grieved God. Guess what? Confess that. But there's two parts. You got to confess and say, God, you know, I was wrong. And tell me exactly what were you wrong for.
That's right.
But don't just stop there. A lot of people stop there. God, I was wrong for lying. I feel so bad.
Right.
God don't want you just to say that you were wrong and you feel bad. He wants you to repent. Stop doing it. Turn away from it and turn your heart back to him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.